This is Chi High Hockey. WOGO. Your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O. Your sports station.
It is a tussle for the toolbox here tonight. Chi High and Eau Claire North, the traveling toolbox, so emblematic of a long and storied rivalry between the two teams. Eau Claire North's second trip to the Chippewa Ice Arena and second game against a team nicknamed the Cardinals in less than a week. They played Fond du Lac here on Saturday, right after our game against U School. And Eau Claire North, Ryan Parker back again for a BRC battle. Good to have you along. My name is Greg Stewart, along with Chase Hoople here tonight. And Z-Man, Zach Wychak back in our WOGO studios. And Hoop, this has been a great rivalry through the years. This is the 104th time these two teams have played in the school's history, and I'd like to have that toolbox back sitting on our end of the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of those rivalries that I think this is one of the games that I miss the most about high school hockey,
right,
and playing, just because, you know, we were always Chippewa and Eau Claire North are so similar in the sense of, like, very blue collar.
Yep.
Where, like, we were always pretty good friends with North guys, too, so it just made it that much more, like, you want to beat them.
Yep, exactly.
And the games were always physical. They were gritty. You know, so this is just one of the probably the best rivalry in sports.
Yeah, a lot of respect that the players have for each other, the opposing players, and the coaches. You got the two Parkers, not related. Ryan Parker in his 10th season, just won his 200th game this year of his career. Scott Parker, 37 seasons. He's heading towards 500 victories, mm-hmm, in his career. And they get along. They respect each other. And both very, very good coaches. So it's going to be a fun game to watch here. Eau Claire North a little down physically this year because of losing some players. And they lost 12 guys to graduation. Over 150 points from the team last year. Both goaltenders. So it's kind of a rebuild, but when you got Ryan Parker over there, you just figure, well, he's going to find a way to stay in the game.
Yeah, 100%. Now, it's funny, I was talking to someone about this today in the game, and they were talking about how North's down and, you know, how I think the game's going to go. And I'm like, you know, North could be down, but they're going to play physical. They're going to play aggressive. They're going to battle really hard, and I think they're going to give us a really tough test. You know, I don't see this being a game where we can use our speed and use our skill to just completely speed bag them. I think it's going to be one of those games where we're going to have to fight for every inch we get. We're going to have to fight for every goal we score, and we're going to have to get to the dirty areas because they're probably going to pack it in pretty tight. They're going to feel like they're in the way at all times. So we're just going to have to figure out how to be gritty and get to the front of the net because it's going to be hard to shoot from the perimeter.
Eau Claire North, 3-4. They have lost four straight. The Cards had a four-game winning streak before a very disappointing outing on Saturday afternoon against University School, where Chi High outshot the Wildcats. They should have been able to win that game. They didn't. And it reminded me when I saw the Packer game on Sunday night in New York, losing to the Giants.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur in his
post-game
conference.
Gotta love the reverse on a two-point conversion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Matt LaFleur said, we didn't come to play, and that's why we lost. And, you know, it's true for any team, whether you're a professional team or a college team or even a high school team. If you don't come to play, you're going to probably lose that game. And that's pretty much what happened Saturday.
Coach Parker, Scott Parker, Chi High Parker, said it best in the post game from the U School game. You know, when you're one of the top teams in the state, it doesn't matter who you play, what their record is, what their skill level is, how good they are. You are going to get everyone's best night.
Absolutely.
And teams can, if you come out flat-footed and a team's having their best night, all of a sudden they hang around and we get to 1 minute and all of a sudden they take a shot from the point and it pinballs off five people and it goes in and
exactly
you lose. Where if you would have showed up to play knowing that you're going to get their best game, we probably would have won that game maybe 4-1, 4-0.
Yep. Chi-High's fifth ranked in the state, and they just really weren't in the game mentally throughout the day. Of course, losing Jackson Hoym didn't help, a guy who's going to get to those dirty spots and help you. He's back here tonight, which is great. But even without Jackson, they should have been able to beat that school. So maybe that was a wake-up call for the team here. But Chip was 5-2, 3-0 in the BRC, and the Huskies 3-4 overall and 1-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. So let's talk about our Toys and Ford keys to the game here tonight. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Hoop, what do you think? What are the keys to get a win here tonight and start another winning streak?
Yeah, keys to tonight's game, following up with last Saturday's game against U School, is let's get the mental locked in right. Let's show up to play hockey. Let's do the little things right, and just be here for three periods. The second is going to be starting period strong, finishing strong. That first 2 minutes, that last 2 minutes, so crucial. And, you know, if we keep our mental right and we start strong, finish strong, we're going to find success. Last key to the game, and I talked about this a little bit earlier, is perimeter shots are going to be tough because they're probably going to pack it in tight. So we got to figure out how to get pucks on net, and we got to just get to those dirty areas. I'm pretty sure almost every goal we've scored this year has been off a rebound, and I was actually talking to Drew Bovey about it, and he's like, yeah, most of our goals are coming from the paint, and it's like we just got to get there. You know, so it's really good to see a very skilled player noticing that, like, we got to get to those dirty areas because that's where we're having success.
Okay,
so those are my three keys.
Okay, Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. This is Cardinal Countdown, Chi High and Eau Claire North here tonight. The Cards leading the overall series, 54 victories, 46 losses, and three ties. This is meeting 104 between the two schools. We'll take a break, and Hoop will head downstairs and talk with assistant coach Austin Taylor live on our Cardinal Countdown show. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cards hockey from the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight. Chi High and Old Foe, Eau Claire North here this evening. The Cards split with the Huskies last year, beating them at Hobbs 5-3, but losing here 7-4. So that traveling trophy, the toolbox trophy, it's painted Columbia blue and black and red and black for Chi High, red, white, and black for Chi High. That had to sit all summer long at Eau Claire North High School. So Chi would love to have that thing back and maybe sweep the series this year. Just kind of keep it right here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. But it's a deep and fierce but very friendly rivalry between the two teams. And we expect nothing less here tonight as the Cards and Huskies do battle once again. North last year at 14-14, 7-7 in the BRC. They finished fourth and had that big line, senior-led line last year that had over 150 points. They're all gone. Their two goaltenders are gone as well. So here's the goaltending matchup for Eau Claire North. They're going to throw Carter Duss, D-U-S-S. Carter Duss, a freshman between the pipes here tonight. He comes in with a save percentage of .868, goals against at .391. He is 1-2 on the year. And for the Cards, it's the senior, Mick Marlowe. His save percentage at .961, goals against average, a minuscule 0.80, and Mick is 4-1 on the season. JV team winning here tonight in a really fun game. They beat Eau Claire North 8-3. Matt Fournette had four goals. He had a penalty shot, one of those four goals, and he did the Michigan, which is a lot of fun. Matt Fournette, very talented player, freshman on the varsity team. I'm not sure if we're going to see Matt or not here tonight playing for the varsity team, but we do have Jackson Hoyne, so that shuffles the lines just a little bit here tonight for the hockey game. Waiting for Austin Taylor to come out of the locker room and join our Chase Hoople downstairs here as we get you set for high school hockey on WOGO. The Cards again at 5-2. Having absorbed a loss in the second game of the season to Madison Edgewood 3-0, and then the really tough U School loss here on Saturday afternoon after a 7-0 whitewashing of Fond du Lac on Friday night. Chaya comes back Saturday afternoon, just kind of expecting to throw their sticks on the ice and win a hockey game. It didn't happen that way. U School played very well, a much smaller team. And they beat us 1-0 with a late goal, late third period goal, and Chi High with their second loss of the season. So hopefully that was a wake-up call. They can still stay undefeated here tonight with a victory against Eau Claire North on their home ice. All right, Cardinal Countdown. Austin Taylor is going to join us in just a little bit to talk about the game and get a preview of this contest between the Huskies and Cards. So we'll take another break. Back in a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you
and keep you.
On the big screen,
the Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Chi High Hockey tonight. The Cards and the Huskies of Eau Claire North, round one. The two teams will square off again later in the season over at Hobbs. And I believe we're ready downstairs. Here is Chase Hoople with Cards assistant coach Austin Taylor.
All right, here we are with Coach Taylor. Busy guy. I thought you were going to kind of ditch me there, but that's all right. How are we doing today?
I thought about it, but I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right, got to get the chuckles out. Here we are. Big game tonight playing Eau Claire North. Playing for the toolbox. We know it's going to be a gritty game. What are you excited for tonight? What are you looking for? And, you know, what are your goals for the team tonight?
It's just always a battle playing these guys. It's always fun. It's always a competitive game. And, you know, they took it to us on our home barn last year. And we kind of reminded the boys of that this week after a bad loss at home on Saturday. So, you know, just it's a rivalry game. It doesn't matter where either team is at. It's always just a fun, competitive game. And looking forward to it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think one takeaway from last week was, you know, U School was a young team, maybe having a little bit of a down year, but we didn't have our best game. And we're kind of seeing that with Eau Claire North. They graduated 12 seniors last year. You know, they're young. But what are some takeaways that the boys can learn from the Saturday game against U School that we need to take to today, knowing that we're kind of in the same situation?
Well, I think, like, the biggest thing we told our boys is, like, you can't be scoreboard watching. Like, it doesn't matter who beats who on any given night, and especially when you play in the BRC, it doesn't matter if who you've lost to during the year. You're a good team playing in this, you know, in this conference. And like I said, with a rivalry game, like, it doesn't matter who North has beat or lost to. Like, it's just going to be a good competitive game. And, you know, you mentioned that they've lost 12 kids, but they're a really well-coached team that, you know, they'll play a physical style hockey, and they're a tough team to play against. So, you know, we just told our boys, like, you know, hopefully you learn your lesson in a non-conference game where, you know, hopefully it doesn't hurt you too much in the grand scheme of things, but a good lesson to learn. And just, you got to come ready to play every night no matter what the scores say.
100%. I couldn't have said it better myself. We're have a little bit of a long week. We didn't play Tuesday. So, you know, what have you guys been stressing? What have you been working on? Our power play had success last Friday, blanked on Saturday. Our kill's been pretty solid this season. We've been scoring a lot of goals on the penalty kill, so kudos to you. You know, but with a long week, you know, what's the message to the players to get ready for a game knowing they haven't played in a while?
Well, it came at a good time. We had a couple kids hurt and sick, and, you know, so it was just got a guy's couple rest days, so that was good. But, you know, we battled, and we worked on tactics, and we worked on power play, so we just kind of broke it up into three different days executing three different kinds of things. And, you know, you don't get a lot of just instructional time on this time of the year, right? So the fact that we had 3 days in a row with practice was actually really good for us to kind of clean up some of the things we were getting a little bit sloppy with. So, yeah, just a little bit back to the basics, some compete stuff, and then finally some special team stuff last night. So,
all right, we hope to see it out there. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Austin Taylor downstairs with our Chase Hoople as Chi High and Eau Claire North about ready to meet on the ice here. for a BRC game tonight, and good crowd on hand. I'm sure we're going to see all these stands fill in here tonight. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Every time these two teams meet, it just is a royal battle. So looking forward to it here tonight on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. No Cards TV tonight, but you can hear us at 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and, of course, at WOGO.com. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9470, or you can stop by, or you can visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Well, Eau Claire North, you have any memories, Hoop, of games with the Huskies?
Plenty.
When you played?
Plenty. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure my senior year we beat them to go to the sectional final at home, and that was a fun one.
Oh, yeah. We've had some grand games with the Huskies through the years, haven't we?
Oh,
with this program, the two teams?
They're the best in that. Like Coach Taylor said, you know, you can't overlook them.
No.
You know, they play way too hard. They're well coached. You know, so the games are always competitive no matter, and it doesn't matter if Chai's having a great year or a down year, North's having a great year or a down year. Games are competitive.
Yeah, from Ryan Parker's standpoint as the Huskies head coach, you lose 12 seniors. How do you fill that gap? How do you compete with a team like Chi High with all the firepower they have?
I mean, a lot of it's going to come down to making sure that, you know, they can't score if they're not in your D zone, right? So keep them out of your D zone, use the glass, get the pucks out, and you're going to see a lot where they kind of pack the middle, which is going to reduce shooting lanes.
All right, so we'll see how it plays out here, the strategy of the Huskies. Let's go over to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire North Huskies. In goal, number 30, Carter Das. The defenseman, number 14, Cam Mosler. And number 15, Easton Parker. The center, number 19, Logan Hesselman. And the wings, number 20, Parker Swinchak. And number 21, Tommy Perkins. And the rest of the Huskies, along with their head coach, Ryan Parker, and assistant coach, Matt Newton. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we'll be introducing the youth hockey players of the night. And they will be escorted to center ice, correction, the blue line, by starting wing number 15, Brett Carlson. Youth hockey players of the night. First is Garrett Sullivan. Garrett plays forward on the Chippewa Thunder Squirt B team and is a third grader at Jim Falls Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Nashville Predators, and his parents are Catherine and Jason Sullivan. Also his brother Gavin, and Gavin is a sixth grader. He's a goalie, plays Pee Wee B, and his coach is Nathan Taylor, and his team is the Minnesota Wild. Ladies and gentlemen, Gavin and Garrett Sullivan. The rest of the starting line for the Cardinals, in goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thor. And number 22, Caden Swoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the other wing, number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches, Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. The starting lineups for tonight, and we have a special treat here this evening. We're going to have a live singer for our national anthem. It is Technical Sergeant Michael Scubin of the United States Air Force, and he is going to sing our national anthem here tonight. So we're going to mic him up, and We'll be able to hear his rendition of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Great job by Tech Sergeant Michael Scoobin of the United States Air Force. Our national anthem here tonight, and it's going to kick off what we anticipate will be a terrific hockey game here between the Chi-High Cardinals and the Eau Claire North Huskies. Again, Mick Marlowe, the senior, facing off against a freshman goaltender for the Eau Claire North Huskies, Carter Duss. He's getting his baptism by fire here this year in the BRC. And not easy for a Frosh to come in between the pipes and start for your team.
Yeah, I actually know Carter Duss pretty well. And he's a good kid. He's a really good goalie. But, yeah, being a freshman and seeing a lot of shots is not the best combination. But, you know, usually that relays to really good success
right.
as he grows.
Yep, exactly. He'll be a terrific goaltender by the time he's a junior, senior, mm-hmm. maybe even sophomore here. So the Huskies in their Columbia blue with the black breezers, and the Cardinals in their home white sweaters with the black and red trim. And it'll be Hoym, Johnson, and Carlson for the Cards, left to right. A couple of senior, a junior on the far side in Carlson, and a couple of seniors there in center and the wings. And it's Perkins, Hesseman, and Swentick up front for the Huskies. And here we go defensively for the Cards. Swobes is back at the blue line along with Gus Thorpe. Tipped ahead by Thorpe, and the Cards in the O zone right here. Here they come. Here's a shot trying to go top shelf. It was Jackson Hoym with his first shift after that injury in the U school game. And rather in the Fond du Lac game, he was roughed up in the Fond du Lac game, got knee to knee with one of the Fondy players. And here's a pickoff, near pickoff there by Drew Bovey, as the Cards are changing up lines here. And Chi High on the march, shot on net, blocked out in front. Tracking it down is Evan Foyles. Foyles picks it up, rolls into the right wing corner. Tries the centering pass, was broken up. Tipped though, right at the line, and the Cards keep the zone. Into the left wing corner, banked off the end wall. Huskies have it. Now cupped in the right wing corner as they try to open up some ice, and now it's carried across the line by Eric Woolley for the Huskies. Got an offsides call right here against ECN, and that'll stop play. Just about 45 seconds, minute
and
a quarter.
We're going on the
game.
Kill.
Oh. We got a penalty here. An elbow called here, and she got our first penalty of the game.
I didn't see that.
I didn't either. Just looking at the team breaking out here. And so Chi High is going to be a man down. Penalty on Evan Foyles. And Cards on the kill right here. Coming in with a 95.5 number on the penalty kill. Huskies on the power play at 22.2. They've got it right now. It is Perkins at the blue line. Playing catch with Hesseman. Back to Perkins. Top of the circle. One-timer on net. Marlowe left a big rebound, and the Huskies pick it up. Here is Hesseman. Comes in. Rifles a shot. hit off some traffic, cleared by the Cards out to center ice, and chipped ahead by Chi High. Foyles had it, lost it as he came in, and has to touch up, and the Card's going to change, make a wholesale change here on the kill. And Jackson LeMay comes in along with Drew. Bovey in the left wing corner, skims it on the wall. Cards can't control, though, comes back to the point. Hesselman's got it. They roll in now. Here's Anderson for Eau Claire North. Anderson dangles, goes cross ice on the near side for Cam Mosler. Mosler's got it, left wing corner. Tried to find a gap to center one up, but it's going to be dished back out to neutral ice. Right there is Logan Hesselman for Eau Claire North. Hesselman backs up, waits for some new players on the ice, and now starts from north to south. There's the pick. Here is Drew. Drew with a breakaway chance. Oh, he lost the biscuit as he came in. He was trying to make a juke move there and wound up losing the puck. He'd love to have a reset on that one. Picked off at neutral by the Cards and cleared up the ice.
Hopefully one on camera.
That net probably looked like five times as big as it normally looks as he came in on the goaltender and just lost the handle at the last moment. Cleared back into the Husky zone with 15 seconds left to go in the power play. Oh, they'll be talking about that in the locker room for sure. Here is Mason Johnson. He'll play it back, opens up some time and space, cleared into the Husky zone, and that will do it for the power play. So ECN over one here early on the man advantage. Here are the Cards on the attack. A lead pass for Foyles. Moves in. Rifles a backhand at the goaltender, the freshman goaltender, Dus. And he made the save. Caroms that one into the left wing corner. A rebound try from the corner into the low slot for Mason Johnson. Tried a backhander. That one went awry, but the Card still controlled. Chi High a lot more energy early on here than we saw Saturday afternoon against U School. Chi High's got it back to the point. Sam Abear tried a wrist shot. It was broken up a little bit, but Chi High grabs the rock out of the corner. Backhand try, ricochets out of play, and we'll have a stoppage play here with a whistle at 13:05 left to go in the first period. Yeah, they got the talk, I think.
You can tell we're just moving at a pace right now.
Yep,
it's really. I think he blew a wheel.
Jackson LeMay to take the draw for Chi High, gets his nose right in there, and the puck loose. LeMay in the left wing corner. The Husky D zone. Chi High works it out in front. And a chance right there for LeMay as he was scooting just outside the paint about 3 feet. And then just as he was pulling the trigger, the puck was swept off his stick. Here is the Huskies back in the Cardinals zone. Centering pass knocked down before it got out in front. And Chi High counters right here. Long lead pass right there for Andy Johnson off his stick. And this is going to be an icing call against Chi High. 12:32 left to go. Only a shot apiece early on here with the Huskies and the Cards. Thursday night hockey at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Yeah, it's interesting that the Huskies have been here in less than 2 weeks. They played two teams called the Cardinals.
I know, in the same ring. It's crazy.
Fond du Lac on Saturday and Chi High here tonight. A little mini tournament over the weekend. U School and Fondy came in. Here's Chi High. Cardinals Carter Bovey tries to put a shoulder in as he tried to muscle his way to the hole. Couldn't get there. On the half wall on the far side. Peeled off by Carter Bovey. It's going to hand off down low for Evan Foyles. Foyles spins away from left to right. Now this one is dumped into the right wing corner. Chipped a little bit on a piece of ice down there. Flopped up, but Chi High the forecheck right here. Swabs moves in, pulls the trigger on a shot, and Dust with the save. And he'll angle that one into the corner. Back to the point. Gus Thorpe winds and pulls the trigger on a shot. That one ricochets out of play here with 11:50 left to go in this opening stanza. Just waiting for that first goal here. Chi High moving with some energy here tonight. But not getting one past Carter Gus quite yet. Face off to the freshman goaltender stick side. Cards with their number one unit out there right now. Huskies, though, with the steal, and here they come up the ice. Crossing the blue line is Woolley. moves it in the left wing corner, and Chai able to dig it off the fence down there. And here they come. Cards countering. Across the line is Mason Johnson. Johnson with one move. Beat the defenseman and laid it in on the goaltender, but not much on it. And the Huskies will carry it back out to neutral. Chai with the intercept right here. And Mason Johnson's got it for the Cards. Johnson in the left wing corner. Shoulder a little bit. Pushed him into the wall. And a one-timer on net is off the goaltender stick and hits the netting behind him here at the arena. 11:10 on the clock left here in the first. Cards and the Huskies. Meeting number 104 in the history of the two teams. There's the faceoff into the right wing corner in the attacking zone for the Cards. Back to the point. Sam Hebert's got it for the Cardinals and dumped it in. But that was cut off and big hit out there. It was Andrews for Eau Claire North dumped at neutral ice. And the crowd erupts. Here's the Huskies right here. Jackson Anderson crosses the blue line. Anderson with a shot. That one angled into the corner by Marlowe and Chai High. On the march out of their own zone right now. Long lead pass there for Ethan Foyles. Foyles into the left wing corner. Johnson's got it. He expected Thorpe behind him. Laid it back. Blind pass back to the point. And Thorpe hadn't set up yet, so he's got to retreat. And the Cards hit the reset right here. Here is Swobes. He is pinched at the wall. Lost the puck. And Eau Claire North comes up with it. Huskies give it up. Here's a breakaway chance. Oh, what a move! By Evan Foyles. He danced in on the goaltender after the INT and makes him pay with the first goal of the game. Evan Foyles, an unassisted goal here in the first to make it 1-0 Chai High.
That was a great move.
It was.
He had him on the ground, like on his back.
He didn't know where it was going to go. 6:50, time of the goal here in the first. For number 9, Evan Foyles. And he'll pick up his 8th goal of the year. He's having a terrific year. Leads the team in points, 11 points for Evan. And I thought that was Evan Foyles, Hussein Hoym for Chai Hot. Thought it was Evan Foyles. It got the goal here for Chai High. We lead it 1-0 as the puck slips back out to neutral ice with 9:38 left to go here in the first period. Here come the Cards again. Gus Thorpe loads one up. That one ripped over the crossbar. Retrieved out at the blue line by Swobes. Thorpe has got it. Changed places with Mason Johnson, who patrols the blue line right now. Huskies bring it out. Johnson disrupt the play. The breakout from Woolley. And Chai High has got it right now. Throw it off the window into the zone, and that line will peel off. And here come the Cards as Carlson gets into it in the left wing corner with one of the Huskies. Eau Claire North bounces this one out. It's going to go all the way down the ice. Icing's going to be waved off here with 8:53 left to go in the first and a 1-0 Chai High lead. Cards hoping to get back on the winning side after that 1-0 heartbreaking loss against U School on Saturday afternoon. And here is Carlson, trailed by Mason Johnson. A couple of guys from each team in there on the scrum. And back of the goal line, and this one hopped over the stick of Brett Krista, and he's got to go back to his own zone and pick it up and reorganize. Here is Krista right now. Looks up the ice, tips it off the stick of Carlson, and he'll head to the bench. Line change right now. Swobes out there defensively along with Krista, and the Cards with some changes on the forward line. Chai High's got it inside the zone. Here's Krista. Ducks into the left wing corner. Cards now getting their lines complete here. Andrew Johnson out there for Chai High. Johnson in the low slot. Look for a pass. It didn't come. Back to the point. Andy's got it right now. Top of the wheel. Left side. And a shot. Kicked off a Husky player. Caromed into the corner. And Eau Claire North has got it right now. It's ticked up through neutral ice. Cards have to backpedal. And here is Ethan Foyles. Foyles dumps it into the zone. Huskies tried to clear. Foyles on the back check, picked it up, able to keep it inside the zone, but now it hops back across the blue stripe, and Chihai's got it here. Lead pass into the zone for Swoboda, who jumps into the play. He does that quite often. Cards have it in the left wing side along the half wall. Now it's going to come out on the errant pass to Foyles. Cards get on sides. Here is Foyles. Spins away from the Huskies for a moment. Then coughs it up. Comes back to the blue line. Swobes is there to keep it in. It's rimmed around the fence and on the right wing side with 7 minutes exactly left to go in the period. Here's a one-timer. Low to the ice by number 22. Swobes shot through traffic. Hit the goaltender. And this one ricochets into the left wing corner. And now it's going to pop out on the Huskies clear. Cards going to see Carter Bowlby come off on the change. Carlson's back out there for Chihai. And here is Gus Thorpe, harassed as he went into the corner, looking for a passing lane on the breakout. And this one is golfed toward the low slot, picked up there by the Cards. Swoboda clears and then heads to the bench for a deep pair change. Sam Hebert takes his place. 6:20 left to go here in the first period. Breakout pass on the near side for Jackson Hoyb. Looks rink wide for Mason Johnson. Johnson into the zone, leads him in. Over to Carlson, centering pass, and this one got some lumber and ricocheted up into the netting and out of play with 6:06 left to go in the first period. Well, what do you think?
I think we look fast. I do think even though we look fast and look like our energy is a little bit better and our mindset's a little bit better, I do feel like we're still playing a little bit of a selfish game. Like, I can see guys are, like, trying to make some plays where they're just trying to do a little bit too much. But I can tell we're just playing a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more passionate.
Back to the point on the faceoff. Here's Sam Hebert. His shot knocked down. Dumped all the way down right on by the Huskies. And Marlowe with that great stick leads the Cards right into the zone again. He threw it from his own goal line all the way to the Husky zone. The Cards on sides with 5:46 left to go in the right wing corner for Chihai. Scrum right there. Cards tried to put something out in front of the freshman Carter Duss. This one on the half wall, and it's going to skip past the Cards D. And retreating to pick it up is Carlson. Carlson throws it on the tape of Brett Christip. Tries to walk it ahead. And here's Sam Hebert. Cards reset. They work it up on the far side. Pass to Carlson. Crosses the line. He's got Mason Johnson on his wing, and Johnson's going to peel off to the left side, pick up the puck right there. Huskies back to the point. Nice keep right there by Swobes as he dumped it in the left wing corner. Now it's going to come around right side for the Eau Claire North Huskies, and they'll carry it out. Here is Cam Mosler. Mosler is going to dance his way through neutral ice, comes up to the blue line, feathers one in, and a chase on the half wall in the Cardinals zone. Coming back in the back check is Ethan Foyles. Cards get a crowd around the rock and clear it, but the Huskies dump it right back in. Under five to play here in the first period. 1-0 Chihai, and the Foyles unassisted goal at 6:50 of the first. And the Cards back in the attacking zone right here. Here is Thorpe trying to get it on his forehead, trying to get the puck to lay down. Now he's on the left side of the wheel and had a player backdoor. That was Ethan Foyles sitting on the backside. Couldn't quite connect with him. Foyles got a piece of it, but it ricocheted off his stick, and now it's back to neutral ice. Here's Chihai. Gus Thorpe rocking and rolling, coming in, and a one-timer off the waffle board of Dust into the left wing corner of the Huskies D zone. Scramble inside the left wing circle, and it's hammered off the wall and up and out again by Eau Claire North. Chihai resets, getting some players some fresh bodies on the ice. Here's Evan Foyles back out there right now. Foyles with the goal earlier tonight. Comes in on the forecheck, disrupts the breakout for the Huskies. They finally get it up the ice behind Mick Marlowe. 3:33 left to go on the game clock here in the first. Chihai in the break, left wing side. Dished in by Drew Bowlby. He'll try to chase it down himself as it comes in behind Dust, the goaltender. On the half boards in the Husky defensive end. Battle for it right there. Carter Bowlby in for Chihai on that scrum. And this one's tipped up into the air and a chase down right wing corner by the Husky D. Foyles Oak comes in. puts a hip into the Husky defensive player. Loses the puck for a moment. And now it comes out. Here's a nice shot by Drew Bowlby as he rolled in. Pulled the trigger on a wrist shot that was going high but nearly hit the back of the net. And there's a goal. Drew gets on this one as he rolled in and beat Dus. And Bowlby's got the goal at 2:46 remaining here in the first. Well, he missed it the first time, got it the second, as he just kind of kept backpedaling, looking for an opening, and number three with the goal here.
Great little play. He got to the dirty areas. That goal was scored, what, 6 feet in front of the net?
So Drew Bowlby with the goal here tonight, his fifth of the season. At 14-14 of the first period. And Carter Bowlby and Krista will get the assists. Carter Bowlby and Krista with the helpers here. And it's 2-0 Chi High. And the Cards with a little more comfort zone here. Head to the locker room. We've got 2:19 left to go. And the way they're playing, you just feel like they're going to maybe fill the net here tonight. The way the things are going, but Huskies still in this game. 2:13 left to go. Shots 9-2 in favor of Chi High so far tonight. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Drop inside the Husky zone. Cards with the keep right there by Krista on the left wing blue line. And it still is inside the zone. Here's Chi High. Here they come. Here's Carlson. Carlson moves in, takes a shot. That one thumped off to the right side by the goaltender Dus and cleared by the Husky D. 1:45 left to go as this one floats back to the Chi High zone. Cards pick it up. Krista puts it on his forehand, and it's tipped way out of play over the press box here with 1:37 left to go in the first period. Shots 10-2 in favor of the Cards, but it's been that way every game this year. I don't think the Cards have been outshot in a game this season.
Yeah, it's crazy to think how far like teams have come, because I remember like we would get outshot 2-1 some games against really good teams and sneak out wins, but
that's what happened Saturday. We outshot.
It's good
U
to see it flip-flop.
Yeah, it is. You bet. Here are the Cards. Brought up by Gus Thorpe. Lifts it with a forehand into the right wing corner. The Cards will try to chase it down and set up in the O-zone here. Chi High's got it. Hit in the left wing corner. Here they come. Picked off the wall. And a one-timer teed up there by Thorpe. And that one just barely got to the goaltender. And a backhand try in the tender, and Dus will leave that for his D. Swept into the right wing end, right wing elbow, and a clear by the Huskies right here. So that'll keep it at their end of the ice for the drop with 1:02 left on the game clock here in the first. Be sweet to get another one right here and go in 3-0.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great.
White City Glass is at small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Face off the right wing circle in the Eau Claire North D zone. Chi High forces it a little bit deeper. Swept off the inboards by Easton Parker for the Huskies, and this one will carry him out all the way back in front of Mick Marlowe. Retreating is Gus Thorpe. He weaves his way up the ice to the center ice stripe. We'll drop this one in off the inboards by the Husky goaltender. Eau Claire North with a clear lane, moves it up. They go forward to forward. Here's Cam Mosler, comes in, and his shot knocked down before it could get to our goaltender Marlowe by Gus Thorpe. 20 seconds left to go in the period. Here are the Cards. Here is Foyles with a goal already. Tried to juke his way in, but that was red. And stripped off his stick. And Chi High banks it off the wall with only 8 seconds left to go. And it's out at neutral. Now dumped into the Card zone. And this should end the period here. Down to 2, 1 second. There you go. The buzzer. Chi High will take a pair of goals into the first intermission locker room here tonight. Evan Foyles and Drew Bovey with tallies for a Chi High. And a 2-0 lead for the Cards over the Eau Claire North Huskies, 12-2 in the shot total. But it has been nice here, Hoop, to see the team come out with more focus, and they look much more energized tonight than they did on Saturday.
Yeah, just a lot more engaged.
Yep.
No, that was a good first period. You know, like I said, I think there are some guys who see this as an opportunity to maybe get a couple points on the board. You know, so maybe trying to do a little bit too much, but we have been doing a good job of moving the puck. Our forecheck looks really good, other than this last forecheck where they came out clean on us. But overall, we're playing really good. I can see this game, if we come out with that same intensity in the second period, I can see the floodgates opening up here with the next goal.
Yep. All right, 2-0. Chi High leads the Huskies here tonight in a BRC game. Chi High trying to go 4-0 in conference play this year. And we will come back and set you up for the second period, talk a little more hockey here tonight on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Are you ready for college but don't know where to start? CVTC's Fast Pass event on Tuesday, January 9th in Eau Claire and River Falls will help you take your next step. In just 90 minutes, you can submit your college application, enroll in classes, and explore financial aid. Apply for free at the event and get entered to win a $250 CVTC scholarship. Start a career you love in 2 years or less. Register today at cvtc.edu/fastpass.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi High up 2-0 as we take it down towards the second period here tonight against Eau Claire North. Good to have you along. My name is Greg Stewart, here with Chase Hoople, the former Cards defenseman and terrific golfer, I might add.
Outstanding. I don't know about terrific.
How's your golf game these days? I mean, you're not playing in the winter, of course, but...
We just got new simulators, so oh, cool. I've actually been playing a little bit here, which
you.
I think I've played more... in these last like couple days than I did the last few months.
So can
before
you pick whatever
called.
Course you want to play in the simulator?
Yeah, there's like 14 pages worth. So and they got all the great ones too. So it's fantastic.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our, it keeps you going in the winter.
Yeah.
Along with some hockey and that kind of thing. And Z-Man back at the Wogo Studios, our producer, Zach Whitecheck. And 2-0, Cards, you just were kind of on edge a little bit after being shut out against U School on Saturday and just hoping we could get out of the gate. And the team just looks so much better flow here tonight. And you just feel like, okay, we come out here in the second, we play like this, we start out in the second period, things are going to open up for Chi-High. Shots 12-2. In favor of the fifth-ranked Cardinals. Maybe that was part of the problem on Saturday. We were looking at the rankings that came out before that game. And yeah, we're fifth-ranked, but you got to play like the fifth-ranked top six team in the state here.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's really cool to see that we're actually still ranked number five, because usually as soon as Chi-High has one loss on the record, it's you're out of there. You know, but both of our losses just came to we didn't really give our best effort, and we ran into two hot goalies.
Yeah, and the number one team is Madison Edgewood. You saw that game down at Verona. Lost that one 3-0. Outshot Edgewood. And they are the number one
outshot,
team.
Outplayed, and we didn't even look that. Like, we looked a little flat in that game.
Okay.
You know, they have a great goalie down there, and they do have a good team, and they got a good thing going. It's just they don't really scare me. And with the depth we have as a team, not a lot of teams do scare me right now.
Right.
You know, there's, I mean, our third line can be playing just as good as our first line some games. You know, we have young guys who are stepping up. Our seniors are doing a great job. I think the biggest thing we have to remember is, you know, points don't mean anything. State rings mean something, right? So play as a team. Don't get too selfish. Don't look at stats too much. Don't overlook teams. And I think this team is going to go far and could probably be the best team in Chi-High hockey history, but I wasn't around in the 90s. So
yeah, there were some good teams back then, too. I'm old enough to remember those teams. So we have three teams in the top six that we have either played already or will play. Madison Edgewood started the season with them, lost 3-0. And you got Bayport. We won't see them unless we see them at state. But Spash will be here. They're third ranked, and they'll be here next week. We'll have that game on Thursday night here in Chippewa. Followed by Brookfield, number four team, and then the Cards and Notre Dame. There's a team will play the defending state champions. They're ranked sixth right now in the state. Memorial's played them already. We'll play them here a little later on in the season.
Yeah, you know, it's we got a great schedule, you know, and it's cool to see Chi-High hockey have this schedule. And I don't mean to bash any programs when I say this, but it's nice to get, like, the Tomas off the schedule, the Marshfields, you know.
Yep.
Not that they're bad programs or anything. It's just the caliber of hockey we're playing at, we need to be playing top teams in the state. That's what's going to prepare this team for down the stretch in playoffs when we get into those big moments. Because you learn more from losing to a team 3-1, 3-2, than you do beating a team.
Yeah, I
2-0,
totally
3-0, 4-0, on and on.
Right, and we have some teams that, you know, don't have quite that caliber of players just to spice it up. But when you're playing night in and night out against this caliber of a schedule, then it's going to make you a better team by the end of the season, even if you lose those games.
100%.
It's okay.
You're going to learn how to compete, and I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you don't really get that compete, that grit, that gut feeling when there's 2 minutes left in the third period and you're up by one.
Right.
You know, where, you know, like, oh, if I fumble this puck, like, they're going to score, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get those moments that transpire to your playoff games that mean something.
Exactly.
You know, losing a regular season game doesn't mean anything. You know, seeding's important, so winning is important, but at the end of the day, you could be an 8 seed and run the table, right?
I saw one score the other day. I was looking through the high school scores. One team beat the other 18-1.
And yeah, that's unacceptable.
That kind of score doesn't help either team.
No.
It's a beat down for the team that got one, and it may be a point of overconfidence for the team that got 18.
Yeah, so, you know, it's stuff like that.
That
like
good.
Who's benefiting from that?
Right,
no
exactly.
one. You
yep.
know.
Yep. All right, so, it's not too good for the broadcasters either.
what do you do? Sit there, twiddle your thumbs a little bit?
So let's make it electric here tonight. Not too electric. I'd like to have a little more cushion, a little more insurance for Chi High. But Chi High is going to always find it tough going against the Huskies. And still a lot of hockey to be played here as we head it towards the second. Cards up 2-0 over the Huskies, out shooting them 12-2 after one period. We'll take another break, come back for puck drop. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chi High at Eau Claire North here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena, and Cards with a 2-0 lead on the Huskies. I should have mentioned our refereeing crew here tonight. Joey Kohler is our linesman, Grady Richards and Derek Robarge, the referees here this evening. And they did the JV game. Chi High's JV winning 8-3 here tonight in that game. Cards looking for a sweep of the night against ECN. 17 up on the board. Cards sending out the Mason Johnson line. Johnson, Hoym, and Carlson. And the Huskies will counter with their number one unit, Hesselman, flanked by Perkins and Swentek. Parker and Mosler defensively for the Cards. It's Swoboda and Gus Thorpe, and here we go. Chi High controls off the opening period draw there, off the glass, into the zone, and Chi High on the attack right now. Huskies have it, thrown up on the wall on the far side and tipped out by Eau Claire North, and Thorpe will flag it down along his own goal line. He motors up the right wing side. Lobs this one ahead for Mason Johnson into the zone. Johnson with a quick shot. That one flew wide and ricocheted off the window. Cards tried to clear right along the blue stripe but couldn't keep it in. So Thorpe backpedals and leaves it for Swoboda. He guns it in, and the Cards Work the chase into the left wing side. 16-17 on the board left here. Just underway in the second period. Chai High with a wraparound try. Kicked off the goaltender. Duss left out in front but swept out of harm's way by the Huskies. Chai High will lob this one in left wing corner, and Eau Claire North will peel it off the wall. Here is Easton Parker. Looks up the ice. His shot right on from neutral. Easily seen by Marlowe. And Chai High's D will start him out. Here is Drew Bobey. Works his way around. One player comes in and tries to go over the left shoulder, or I should say right shoulder, of Dust, the goaltender. And just over his shoulder, over the crossbar, hit the back wall. But tracked down right at the blue line by Chai High. Here is Carter Bovey. Bovey drops it off over to Evan Foyles, and they'll play catch. Now cycled in along the wall to Carter Bovey. And here is Drew. Drew hands off on the near side. Centering pass right there. Tipped ahead by Sam Hebert as the puck is deep in the Husky zone. Gunned rink wide. It's going to work off a half wall on the near side. Along the elbow in the Husky zone, and now pops back and into the Chai High end of the ice, and this will draw the whistle for icing on Eau Claire North. 14:58 in the game clock left here in the second. Chai High up by a deuce. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more, or you can apply at wirzgala.com. That's wirzgala.com. Clean win for Chai High. A shot on net. Duss got enough of it to hold off the attack by the Cardinals. Andy Johnson was set up on the post and tried to dig at it, kept digging. But Duss got enough of the rock to keep it away from him and push it off to his left as the puck glances back to neutral ice. Tracking it down is Brett Krista. Will spin around, and the puck left just inside the zone and coughed up by the Cardinals. Here is Logan Hesselman. Hesselman with some wheels moves into the left wing corner, tried to carry it right in front of the hole, but was blocked as he came out there, and the puck skips to neutral ice right here. 14-14 left to go. It's loose and now lobbed into the zone by the Cardinals. Swept back of the goaltender by the Huskies. They try to clear out of their own zone. Cards with the intercept and a shot on net. Duss with the save. Had to fight that one off. 13:55 left to go. Kept inside the zone. Nice little one-timer there by Swobes. Kept it low to the ice and sticked into the right wing corner by the Husky goaltender. Cards have it. Here's Thorpe over to Swoboda along the blue line. He tried to hit the stick of Mason Johnson in the left circle. Johnson couldn't track it down as it ricochets out of the corner and up and out to the center circle. Swobes pivots and moves it in, fires into the right wing corner with 13:24 left to go. Huskies playing catch. A lot of open ice here with a line change for Chai High. And this one is going to be lobbed all the way down by the Huskies. And there's an icing call right here with 13:15 left to go. Kind of a thin bench for Ryan Parker here tonight. That may show up in the third period.
I was wondering that. How many players do they have in their roster?
Well, they've got three guys out tonight. Jack Barthen broke his collarbone.
He's one of their top guys, too.
In the first play, first shift of the season. So he's been out. Sean Hurrian with a kneecap has been hurt. So they've got some guys hurt on a very thin team already.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, that Barthen kid, he's a pretty good player. He's a defenseman.
Sophomore for him. So tough thing. And, you know, Ryan Parker and I were talking about that. A coach just has to battle through those kind of injuries, you know. You just part of the game. Somehow you got to come up with players and field a team out there. Here's Chai High, centering pass intended for Carter Bovey. He and Foyles try to connect, and that one didn't make it. And the puck dumped in back of Duss. Ricocheted off the boards behind him and loose on the near fence. Cards keep the zone. Nice job by Thorpe. Now he dances in. Thorpe, side of the wheel on the near side, going for Foyles. He was bodied a little bit off the puck, and it squirts loose in the left wing corner. Cards get it back out to Swoboda at the point. Now to Thorpe. Tried to go cross ice for Carter Bowlby. And again, the connection not made with 12:18 left to go. And the puck back to the blue stripe. And now this one's going to hop over Swob's stick and back out. Cards touch up. They're on sides. Here's Foyles. Foyles moves in. Here is Abbott to the hole and then backed off. Opened up some space. Back to Swoboda at the blue line. Wrist one in, and a whistle's going to stop play here with 12 minutes exactly to go in the period. And we're going to have a penalty right here on the Huskies. Slash the call on Cam Mosler. So he'll sit for two. And the Cards power play will be in action here tonight for the first time. Cards shut out against U School after a very nice power play game against Fond du Lac on Friday night. Cards had over about a 5 minute 5-on-3. This is 5-on-4 right now. The Cards scored three power play goals against Fondy. Let's get one right here. Back to Gus Thorpe. Top of the wheel. Thorpe moves in, steps up a few steps, takes a shot. And that one grabbed out of the air by Dust, and he'll hang on. 11:49 left to go in the period. Shot 16-4 in favor of the Cards, but they still only have a two-goal lead here in the second. Face-off in the left-wing circle in the Husky D zone. Cards set it up. Here is Thorpe, blind pass off to his right, and that one hit metal. Mason Johnson came in and ripped it off the near post, and it ricocheted in the left-wing corner. Here is Foyle swept around. Thorpe waiting at the blue line to accept the pass. Cards, though, decide to go in. And this one dribbles wide of the cage, and it's going to be gathered in by Jackson Hoy. To Mason Johnson, fakes a slap shot. And over to Drew. To Thorpe. High slot. Over to Johnson. And a one-timer. Scramble for the rebound. And where is it? Nobody can find it. It's loose. And the whistle finally sounds. Nobody knew where it was. Certainly, Dust, the goaltender, didn't have it underneath him. It was still loose, but the Stripes couldn't see it, so they finally whistled with 1:06 left to go in the power play. Well, what do you think of the power play so far?
Puck movement looked great. You know, we got the goalie to move side to side. We got their players to run a little bit, so great, great first series.
New unit right here, led by Carlson. Swoboda is still on the blue line. And here is Brett with a wrist shot. A little high, didn't hit the net, but the Cards with a good keep at the blue line, right wing side by Sam Hebert. It's along the wall. Here is Hebert, moves in. His shot disrupted, and it's loose. Who's going to come up with it? The Cards do. Here is Carter Bovey. Bovey wheels it back in the left wing corner, gets the pass back. Bovey drops it on the far side, and a one-time shot by Sam Hebert all the way in on the tender. That one ricochets in the left-wing corner. Carlson with a shot as he flew in, and thus the save. He has been under duress here. The freshman goaltender, Carter Dust, 18 shots on him so far, but the Cards have yet to bend the twine on the power play here. First line is back out there. Mason Johnson to take the draw. At the dot, left wing wheel. Here is Johnson, carried it back for Gus Thorpe. Johnson in the high slot. Quarterback's right there, over to Thorpe. Now Rick White, Swoboda moves in and fires and scooped up by Dust right there. Cards didn't have any traffic in front of him, and he had an easy look at it. 22-7 the shots, 14 seconds to go on the power play. Let's put one in right here. Clean win. Over to Swoboda. To Gus Thorpe, pulls the trigger on a shot, and that one thumped in off the pads into the right wing corner as time starts to wind down in the power play. Here's Thorpe, one final shot. Thorpe dances with it on the forehand, harassed as he came around as time runs out in the power play, but before the Eau Claire North player can get in, Thorpe with a wrist shot that made it all the way to the goaltender. And now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. 9:49 left to go here in the period. Cards still control the zone. Here is Gus. Finally allows the puck to settle down. Ripped around the fence and all the way down by Eau Claire North. That's even strength, so that'll be a whistle for icing right here with 9:35 left to go in the period. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. You can visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley at any time at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. After the dump there by Eau Claire North, the icing call, Cards will try to win it in the offensive zone. Here they go, right into the right wing corner. Cards rip it off the wall. Here is Evan Foyles. Foyles in the left wing corner. Shadowed a bit by Eau Claire North. 9:18 left to go, and this one's going to skip over the stick of Brett Kristoff and back toward the Cardinal goaltender. Marlowe leaves it for Kristoff. Cards on the break on the near wing side. Get it out to center ice, but tipped ahead by the Huskies, and Chai High's got it back. Off the glove hand of Sam Hebert. He'll throw it in. Hebert out there. Cards see it loose in the Husky zone, but can't get there in time. And Aiden Casper is going to pick it up for Eau Claire North. He'll dump it in the zone. Puck along the wall on the far side. Cards midway through this period now, still only with a 2-0 lead, even though they have put the pressure on tonight. Here's Drew Bobey. Bobey glides into the zone, tries to walk it in back of the net to set something up, but can't get there, and the puck comes loose for Evan Foyles. Foyles reverses, pivots a bit, and the puck skips away from the Cardinals in the left wing corner, and here's an icing call against Eau Claire North. And you can see the energy starting to leave the Huskies. They have a short bench here tonight, and they're dumping the puck a little bit more here in the second period, trying to get some whistles and catch their breath over here a little bit.
Yeah, and as you can see, the more tired they get, the more it gets a little more congested in the center of the ice, which makes it a lot harder to get shots on and passes across the slot.
Face off, and the puck floats into the right wing corner, and the Cards have the puck right now. Left wing corner, now it comes around for Thorpe. Just inside the blue line, steps up a couple of steps. Launches one over to Jackson LeMay. Pull the trigger on a shot. That one got to the goaltender. Here is Ethan Foyles behind the goaltender Duss, and this one ripped up the wall on the near side, but Cards keep it inside the zone. 7:45 left to go, 23-4. The shot total for Chai High. Skips toward the net, but cut off by the Husky D. Chai High keeping the attack going, and here is a penalty coming up against the Cards. A tripping call is going to be issued against Ethan Foyles, and finally touched up by the Cards, and the Huskies will have their second power play of the evening. Well, 2-0, the count right here. A hook calls on Ethan Foyles. He'll sit for 2 minutes for the hook. Well, you know, you have a team like this Husky team. We're only up 2-0, even though shots 23-4 tonight, and all they need to do is pop one in, and that cuts the score in half.
That's all they need to do. Take advantage of their opportunities.
Face off for the Huskies in the attacking zone right here. This is Easton Parker on the blue line. Over to Jackson Anderson. Anderson tried to wing it off to his left, and that was cut off. And here are the Cards shorthanded. Chai's been very good shorthanded this year. It's Jackson Hoyt. He comes out. Jackson Hoyt with a backhand bullet to beat the goaltender Duss. Shorty, I just was mentioning how good we are shorthanded, and Jackson Hoyt just proved it. Nice
our
to see him back on the ice again.
Produces more than our power play.
How
think
can
about,
that be?
Think about that.
I know. Oh, my goodness. 9:51 of the second. A shorty for number eight. And that's his third of the season. And the Cards have put the third goal up on the board here. 7:02 left to go. Boym at 9:51, an unassisted goal. Shorty for Jackson, and Chai High with the lead. We're still short here, so that's good news for Chai High, the way we play shorthanded. And the Cards have it, and they clear it all the way down. So we have Sam Hebert out there along with Kristoff, Drew Bobey, and Evan Foyles for Chai High on the kill unit right here. Cards on the kill this year at 95.5%. Huskies a little over 22% the power play, and they've got it right now. Trying to set up their PP in the zone. It's in the right wing corner. Back to the point. Over to Jackson Anderson. Works it off to his left for Mosler. That one into the right wing corner as they had a player cut into the hole. This one's going to go back to Mosler at the point. And dropped on the glove right there. Cut off by the card Sam Hebert, and Evan Foyles will just carry it in the zone and just stop as he had some room to wait and break some time off the clock. 25 seconds to go on the Husky power play. And the Cards get the Jackson LeMay line back out there, at least Jackson LeMay on the kill here out there along with Gus Thorpe. He's got the puck right now. Swoboda is out there for Chi High. Carter Bobey. Bobey, a long stretch pass. Bobey with a backhand try right there as he ducked underneath the D. Got it on net. Didn't have a whole lot of room to move as he got closer to the goaltender, but at least pulled the trigger on a shot. And that will be gobbled up by Dus with 5 seconds left to go on the Cardinal power play. So the waning seconds here, we'll have one final faceoff. Scott Parker will send that first line out again. Here is Mason Johnson, drops this one in the right wing corner, and it's going to come across by the Huskies. Here is Swoboda, stops him right there at the blue line. We've got a hand pass here as the Huskies brought it in. Back to 5-on-5 after the penalty on Ethan Foyles. 5:21 left to go, second period. Not home free yet, but you feel like we're in pretty good shape the way we're playing. 3-0 lead here with 5:21. Maybe pop another one or two in.
We've just been controlling the entire pace of this game. I feel like the only skate marks in our zone right now are for us coming back to retrieve pucks.
That's about it. Again, the faceoff, right circle. And the Husky D zone here, and this one is dumped all the way down. Let's see if it stretches long enough for an icing call. They're going to wave it off. Swobes has to put the afterburners on to get there, and Chi High gathers it up in their own zone. And here is the speedy Mason Johnson. Johnson bodied. Oh, man, he was grabbed and taken down. We got a Husky player who's going to get a penalty, but the Cards on the attack, and they score again. Jackson Hoyne with the goal. And Chi High with a 4-0 lead here in the second. Hoyne, his second straight goal. Gus Thorpe, the assist in the second period. With under 5 to play in the period. So 12:05, time of the goal. Here in the second, number 8 with 2 straight goals for the Cards, his 3rd and 4th goals of the year. 9 points in the season for Jackson. What a difference that guy has made. We really missed him against U School on Saturday. Probably as bad as we played Saturday hoop. I think we would have won the game had he been out there, but was injured, had to rest that knee, and he's back and he's made an impact here this evening.
I would agree with that.
4:37 left to go in the period. Shots 26-6 in favor of the Cards, and they have a 4-0 lead. And now starting to cruise here against the Huskies as it pops high in the air and all the way down right on from the Husky defensive zone with 4:18 left to go. Marlowe puts his lumber down, stops it for his D, and the Cards quick outlet right here for Andy Johnson. Johnson, left side of the wall, leaves it for Jackson LeMay. He came in, but there was a lot of traffic in front of Dus. And that one kicked off a player and was brought out. An offsides call right here against Chi High. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO. 3:50 left to go in the second period. A 4-0 lead for Chi High. And the puck came off the goaltender. And where is it? It's underneath his pads. And they're going to call it a goal.
No, I think it's a face-off.
Well, there's the horn, and I saw the hand go toward
Maybe
the
not.
Goal.
Goal? Sweet.
And, you know, it was a big...
Well, the way he pointed at, like, the dot.
Yeah, I know. Unassisted goal for Evan Foyles, his second of the game. And that was the most undramatic goal I've
Very
seen in a long time. I mean, nobody, I thought, well, he must have it under his pads. Dust must have it under his pads.
His pad, like, it must have been in the net.
Must have been. 13-13, time of the goal here in the second. And Foyles picks up his second of the game, and it's 5-0, Chi Hyde. That's called a quiet goal, I guess. I think Dust thought he had it, and he didn't move much.
And he might have, you know, maybe it was under his pad, but his pad was over the goal line,
maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Now there was a scramble for it, no whistle. Finally, when they whistled, they peeled the goaltender off. We got a penalty coming up, a delayed call here, and a trip call here. 3:33 left to go, and it's going to go on Evan Foyles, his second penalty of the evening here. And so the Cards be down a man with 3:33 left to go, but in control of the game. And we hit our sweet spot. We're playing shorty here. 5-0. Chi Hyde with a shorthanded goal already from Jackson Hoym. Let's see if number 8's out there. He is, along with Mason Johnson. Krista on the forward line. I should say Krista is out there right now. And here we go. Cards on the short unit right here. And here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym, along with Mason Johnson, feeds Johnson. He moves in. His stick lifted just at the last instant by the Husky player. Nice play right there by Tommy Perkins to lift his stick just as he was about ready to lift the shot toward the goaltender. Cards dump it in. Minute and a half left to go in the power play. 3 minutes exactly remaining here in the second period. Chi Hyde up 5-0. More goals scored shorty this year than on the power play for Chi Hyde. So let's see what they do with it right here. Brett Krista's got it. He'll sweep it along the wall on the far side, but didn't get a whole lot on it. And Cam Mosler keeps it at the blue line. Marches in. Tried to center one up. INT for Chi Hyde. Off the window and up and out with a minute left to go in the Husky power play. Jackson LeMay out there for the Cards along with Krista and Carter Bobey. And here comes Swoboda with a fresh set of legs. And Swoboda's got it right now. On the dasher on the far side, lifts it all the way down. And Carter Bobey screaming to get there. And the goaltender, Dust, said, I'm going to go out and play it myself. Cleared away with 34 seconds to go on the power play. Marching down to the 2-minute mark left to go in the second period, and this one's picked off in the zone. Here's a clean pass to Drew Bobey. Bobey trying to beat the D, comes in and splits the D and fires a shot on the goaltender, Dust, who angles that one into the left wing corner with 15 seconds to go on the power play. 1:45 remaining here in the second period at the point. For the Huskies, Jackson Anderson pounds it off the wall. This one's going to come around and clear it all the way down as the power play is over. No icing on that one. And I thought Cards might get an icing call. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson turned, pivot, took a shot. Bobby's got it. That one off the goaltender, hit the net behind him. And out of play with 1:19 left to go here in the second period. 29-8, the shots in favor of Chi Hyde here. And a 5-0 lead for the Cards. The Mason Johnson line will stay out there. Thorpe back at the blue line here along with Swobes. And this one is chucked into the right wing corner in the Husky zone. It's going to come around. Hoym has got it. Goes cross ice for Thorpe. Tees one up, and that one knocked out off the body of Mason Johnson, and he ducks in behind the goaltender. Back to Thorpe at the blue line. Tries to maneuver around the Husky forward. Here is Thorpe. Drops it down low, and a quick quick shot on net, scooped up by Duss with 55.3 left here in the second period. High school buckets tomorrow night. It's the McDonald boys basketball team hosting Bloomer, 6:55 for the pregame show with Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. And then the Macs are home for the girls Saturday afternoon against Onalaska, 3:10 is pregame show from McDonald High School. We'll be back to hockey action on Tuesday, following the girls over to Eau Claire against the Stars. Caitlin Doherty's team is playing so much better now. And when we saw them earlier in the year, starting to get their game together. And then Thursday night here at home against Stevens Point for the Cards boys hockey team. Should be a lot of fun. Swobes got it inside the blue line. Hands off to Thorpe. Left wing corner, and now it'll come back for Swoboda on the right point. He'll walk it in, and this one's picked by Eau Claire North and cleared for 5-on-5. So that's going to be an icing call right here with 20.7 seconds remaining in this second period. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High Hockey. Cards with a 5-0 lead. Face off to the glove side of Dust, the freshman goaltender for Ryan Parker's Huskies. Lifted off the window into the right wing corner, and the Cards on the forecheck right here. This is Carlson. Tried to squirrel one out in front on the backhand, and it's cleared all the way down with 3 seconds left to go. 2 seconds. One, and there's the horn to end the second period. So, 5-0, Cards get three here in the second, including a shorthander and a mystery goal underneath the North goaltender. And now I think this one is well in hand for Chi High. So now you got to, if you're Scott Parker, I guess you got to convince your players to keep the pedal to the metal here in the third, huh?
100%. 100%. Don't let up. You know, I'm expecting it once we get into that 6-7 goal territory, we'll probably start seeing our fourth line a little bit. But yeah, I mean, the big thing in a game like this is don't develop bad habits. You know, still do those little things right. Forecheck hard, pass it to the open man, head man the puck. Don't try to do too much yourself. You know, and just keep putting pucks in the net. Yep. Let's get to running time.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see any difference between the first period and second here?
No, I think both periods are really good. You know, we started passing the puck a little bit more and getting it to the open guy a little bit more. We still had times where we were taking selfish shots. It's a little easier to get away with that when you're up a few goals,
right,
than
yeah,
when it's a close
yeah,
game.
Yeah, points to look at the stats.
But yeah, it was really good, like consistency and effort, and just kind of being there mentally between the first and second, which is great. Consistency is key.
Absolutely. All right, 5-0, our score. Chi High leads this one over the Huskies. Shots 31-8 in favor of the Cards. Have yet to play a game where they have not led in the shark department many times by, you know, 20, 25, 30 shots. And tonight they're up over 20 shots on the Huskies, 31-8, 5-0 on the scoreboard. So we'll take a break. Second intermission here. Chi-I 5, Eau Claire North 0. High school hockey tonight. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Hey, Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Cards hockey tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena and Chi-High with a 5-0 lead over the Eau Claire North Huskies, trying to win the toolbox back. I don't know how many years it's been, maybe 2, 3, 4 years you had this toolbox trophy, traveling trophy going, but
I think it's more than that.
Has it been more than that?
Well,
you know, time flies here, I know that, but
maybe it's been
2, 3, 4 years. You think
six,
it's been
seven.
That long?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we've got the traveling trophy. It's been sitting in the Huskies locker room for a while since last season. And trying to grab that thing back, and it looks as if we will with a 5-0 lead heading into the third period. Got two in the first, three more in the second. Got a shorty here, a couple of goals each for Evan Foyles and Jackson Coyne. The other goal by Drew Bovey. And we sit at 5-0 after two periods. I mentioned Cards are fifth ranked in D1. D2 got Amory leading that poll, that 5-0 Amory Warriors. And then New Richmond out of the BRC is ranked second. Oregon is third. And Lakeland, Fond du Lac Springs, there's the team Chi is going to play here a little later this season. Fond du Lac Springs, they were in the state title game last year for D2. And McFarland in the Division II boys poll for this week.
It's amazing how you could be 1-3-0 and be ranked in the top,
I know.
Top six.
I know. We've seen that, you know, that Division II is a little bit thin, a little weak. And so you got teams that may not be.
That's
that
true.
Great.
I do think Fondy plays a very. I think they play a D1 heavy schedule.
Yeah, they do. Fondy Springs. Yep, exactly. So let's flip it over to the girls. Superior, a team that we had in our first game for the CFM Sabres. They're a very good team. They're undefeated. They rank number one in the state. They're the defending runners up in girls hockey. Then Central Wisconsin, St. Croix Valley. The Fusion is third. Hudson, number four, Bay Area, and the Hayward Hurricanes round out the top six in girls hockey this week. And we'll have CFM Sabres hockey for you on Tuesday from Hobbs as they take on the Eau Claire Stars, 6:40 pregame show here on WOGO. So, third period coming up, and this one is, I'd say it's in the books, so to speak, but Chi-High. Now you want to keep momentum going here in the third. Keep the shutout going for your goaltender. Mick Marlowe's had a tremendous season this year. And so you got some goals to play for here. And just a matter of pride against your arch rival.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Like we were talking about earlier, you know, you don't want to develop any bad habits either, you know, so stick to your system, stick to your guns, stick to your structure, but also, you know, have fun, put a couple pucks in the net, get on the board.
That's absolutely true. All right, 5-0, Chi High leads Eau Claire North, and we'll take another break and come back for the drop of the puck to begin the third. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight. The Cards up 5-0 as we take it down to the third period. Again, shots decidedly in the home team's favor, 31-8 so far here tonight against the Eau Claire North Huskies. Cards looking to win their 55th game against Eau Claire North. Boy, you think about the years of this rivalry and the players. You got a player on the Huskies here, Garrett Stang. You haven't seen him play yet tonight, but Sam, his brother's playing down at Madison. Mm-hmm. You got Tillman behind the bench for the JV game, and all the generations of players and coaches in this rivalry between the Huskies and Chi High.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, how many games did you say? 104.
This 104. Is the 104th.
Like, that's just crazy to
Isn't
think.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, like, unbelievable. Yeah, you know, it's such a great rivalry, and, you know, you watch, like, the old videos of, like, the highlight reels back from, like, the 90s, you know, and they were playing in the North Rink that doesn't even look comparable to what it looks like now, you know, back when that was the Rumble Rink, and it was negative 20 there all the time, and the boards were rock solid.
Parker's still behind the bench. You got Kuklinski for Eau Claire North. Then it was Tom Bernhard and now Ryan Parker. And it's just, you know, it doesn't matter the coach. It's just a great rivalry through the years.
And it's just crazy how much it's evolved. And I think it's always been a good rivalry because it's always been kind of the blue-collar battle.
Right, yeah. It's different, isn't it, from the other teams that we play?
100%.
Eau Claire North and Chi High. Both very hard-working programs. And blue-collar, like Hoop said. All right, Cards on the ice here. Looking to close it out in the third period. They get another goal. We'll go to running time. And here are the Huskies coming out of the locker room here in the third period. Cards with goals, a couple each from Jackson Hoym and Evan Foyles. Drew Bobey had a goal in the first, and it's 5-0. Cards will throw that first line back out there, and it'll be Hesseman, Perkins, and Swentek for Ryan Parker's Huskies. Got Parker Mosley defensively for the Cards at Swoboda, and Gus Thorpe. They're at the center circle, and here we go. Back to action here in the third. Huskies trailing 5-0. They carry it across the blue line. But Aiden Casper on the Husky line right now is shut out as he came in. And the Cards bank it off the wall and back into the Husky zone. The defenseman fell down, but the puck slipped right to the goaltender. And Dus by himself will cover it up and take the faceoff in his own zone. 16:39 left to go. Here in the third period, high school hockey tonight on WOGO. Got buckets tomorrow night. McDonald Max boys basketball team hosting Bloomers, 6:55 pregame. Saturday afternoon, the girls for McDonald hosting Onalaska, 3:10. The tip-off or the pregame, tip-off about 3:30 at the McDonald basketball arena. Cardinals carried in deep, pinned up against the end boards. Chi High, though, digs it off the dasher. And it comes loose for the Husky D up on the half wall. Here is Mason Johnson that lost the puck. Has to go back and retrieve the rock out of neutral. Johnson comes in, back pedals. And
his
shot, that shot went over the crossbar and out of play right there. So the faceoff in the Husky zone. Came off a stick and out of play.
It's kind of one of those games where you're doing radio, you almost want, like, no whistles.
Yeah, I know. Just keep it going, right?
Yeah.
One more and we'll... somebody's stick went flying off the faceoff. It was a Husky stick. Came out of the hands of... what is that down there? That's Jackson Anderson. Flew high into the air and Anderson had to retrieve it. No damage done as the Huskies able to throw the puck out of their zone, but Chi High on the attack again. They got it in deep. Huskies retrieve out to center ice and tracked down by Drew Bovey. Bovey's going to carry behind his own tender. Weaves his way up the ice. Now cuts in through the high slot, drops it off to his right. Foyles with a shot. That one came off a stick, and we got a whistle that stops play as Bovey went into the net. Took the goaltender out, and that'll stop play right here with a faceoff out in neutral ice. Bovey lost an edge. Drew, that is, and went right into the Husky tender. 15:25 left to go, third period. Yeah, I wouldn't mind no whistles, wouldn't mind running time here. Let's get a goal. 15:25 left to go. We're 5-0 right now for Chi High. And the puck pinned along the blue line, just stationed right there. As Ethan Foyles tried to carry it in, but lost the rock as he came in. Now it comes back to the point. Sam Hebert didn't get a whole lot on it. And the Huskies chuck it up the ice. Here is Cam Mosler. Weaved his way to the blue line, stepped in a few feet, then lost it. Comes around the rim on the half wall on the far side with 14:54 left to go. Both teams digging at it. Cards come up with the puck, and here is Ethan Foyles, reaches back to it, and it skips away, and Chi High retrieves and drags some time to get everybody on sides. Card's going to go back to their number one unit right now. And here it is, hammered off the wall, still inside the zone. Carlson tried to carry it to the hole. Couldn't quite get there as it swept off his stick and into the left wing corner with 14:22 left to go in the game. In behind our goaltender now, Mick Marlowe's been kind of lonely down there tonight. Only 8 shots on goal for the Huskies here so far tonight. Here is Swoboda, left wing side, along the wall. Swob swung at it right underneath his shoulders and spun around, got a piece of the rock, and in the left wing corner is Mason Johnson. Johnson spins away from the Husky pressure. Puck is loose in the left wing corner, and Eau Claire North peels it off the wall, and they work it out between the blue lines with 13:42 left to go. Puck dumped into the right wing corner. Cardinals have it right now with a lot of open ice. Lead pass for Drew Bovee. Can't handle it. Spins and got some help from a teammate. Back to Drew, and a one-timer as he walked in on the tender. And Dust with the save. Cards retrieve the biscuit, work it into the left wing corner, and they tried to go to the point. It was beyond the reach of Brett Krista. And Chi High has to scoop back to their own zone. Here is Evan Foyles. Foyles ahead. Now to Carter Bobby, and a backhander.
Let that clock run.
You bet. Running time as Chi High scores here in the third. Carter Bobby. So the helpers from Evan Foyles and Drew Bobby here in the third. 3:54 time of the goal here in the third period for Carter Bovee, and it is 6-0. So we go to running time here at half past 8 o'clock on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the Cards going to pick up their 6th win of the season. Now it just depends on the score here. Chi High trying to preserve the shutout for Mick Marlowe, and they put the pedal to the metal right here in the zone. It is Drew Bovee. He's got it right now. Dances in the zone. Bovee puts his shoulder into the Husky player. And stepping up is Brett Krista, but he lost the puck. And here's Eau Claire North with a chance, but good back check by the Cards. Huskies bring it in. And that was Logan Hesselman who stopped and tried to open up some ice and load up a shot. But easily ripped out of the air by Mick Marlowe with 12:20 left to go. As the clock continues to tick here in the third, in a 6-0 lead for Chi High. Cards going to sweep the evening, beat the Huskies in the JV game 8-3. Here it's 6-0, and a quick shot to some traffic by Cam Mosler. Fought off there by Marlowe into the left wing corner. Cards dig it off the dasher, tipped out, and here comes Chi High. Andy Johnson trying to flag it down. Huskies have it right here. Johnson tried to work his way through the Husky D. And a nice job by Eau Claire North's defenseman there to keep the puck in front of him and away from Andrew Johnson. But Eau Claire North's pass ahead is picked off by Chi High. Tipped into the zone. Ethan Foyles had it come off his stick and go right to the goaltender. So Dust will hang on to that with 11:25 and counting left here in the third. Well, we'll see how long Scott Parker is going to stay with that number one line. Right now they're out there with the game well in hand and 6-0. Mason Johnson trying to win the draw here. And the Husky end of the ice. Back to the point. There's Austin Fournette. He's out there, his first shift for Chi High. So Scott Parker sprinkling in some players right here. Austin plays defense. Brother Matt Fournette had a nice night for the JV team. Here's a shot on net from Mason Johnson. Hard off the goaltender. Came right off the Husky on his chest and ricocheted up and out of play. Yeah, Matt Fournette in the JV game today had a penalty shot. Those are always fun to see. Scored on a penalty shot, and he did the Michigan.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It was fun. He had a nice night.
He's an
quick
athlete.
Little player. In the corner, here's Chi High. Centering pass for Carlson. Comes back to Swoboda, and his shot is swallowed up there Or did he score on that? Oh, it got through the goaltender. I thought Dust stopped it. Swobes going to get the goal right here. Another one of those seeing-eye shots. And I thought for sure Dust had saved that. An unassisted goal for Swoboda here in the third at 6:49. And it is 7-0. Face off back out at center ice circle right here. Off the draw with 10:07 left to go. And a 7-0 lead for Chi High. Swobes with the goal, his second of the season. And a couple of goals for Evan Foyles here tonight. And Foyles with 3 points, got a couple of goals here for Jackson Hoym, back off the injury list. The Bobby boys, Drew and Carter, with goals here tonight. 7-0, 9:30 left to go in the game. Cards with the keep at the point from Gus Thorpe. And this is going to pop back out to neutral ice. Cards have it. Big hit put on there on the Husky player. And here comes Chi High into the right wing corner. Lost the rock, and Huskies have it right here. Long lead pass. They tried to hit Aiden Casper out in neutral, flying past the Cards D. But good job there by Thorpe to look back and reach back and come up with the puck. Here's Gus right now. Wheels and deals along the near wall and dumps it in. And this one is, let's see, must have been just a step behind the red line. So we're going to have an icing call here on Chi High. That's okay. We'll take him. We're in running time. 8:45 left to go in the game as we go under 9 minutes to play here. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Offsides call right here against Chi High. So the fans enjoying this one. A romp for the Cardinals here tonight, 7-0. They beat Fond du Lac 7-0 on Friday night before the 1-0 loss to U School on Saturday afternoon. Here are the Huskies. They had a one-hopper on Marlowe. He'll hold out of that one as it skipped in on the Cardinals senior goaltender. The Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Chi High, 7-0 lead over the Huskies, and they've got the puck right now. Feathered ahead, intended for Ethan Foyles. And Foyles has got it, crosses the blue line, and Andy Johnson on his wing. Foyles decided to track it down through the slot himself, and the puck came off his stick. This one off the window, back out to neutral ice from the Huskies, and Eau Claire North has got it right now. Cross ice pass for Woolley, and an offsides call right here on Eau Claire North. 7 minutes exactly left to go, running time here in the third period. Faceoff's going to come outside at the dot, right wing part of the ice here. Matt Fournette out there for Chi High in his first shift in the varsity game. He'll center this line. And here comes the Huskies' Cam Mosler. He'll walk it in on the near side and dump it on net. No prob for Mick Marlowe. He'll hang on with 6:25 left to go. Running time here for much of the third period. 36-12. The shots in favor of the Cards. And here's Chi High in the breakout. Fournette has got it right now. Lost it as the Huskies back checked him and got a player down here for the Cards. It's an offsides call against Eau Claire North. Under six to play here in the third period. Fournette again, ready to take the faceoff and wins it back for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe looks off to his left. Fournette's got it. Back in the Chi-High zone. A scramble for it right there. Kicked ahead by the Huskies' Tommy Perkins. Into the right wing corner. Centering pass, but nobody there. We're in the Columbia Blue of Eau Claire North. Picked up by Chi-High. Dylan Baist is on the ice for Chi-High, and he'll dump it in the zone. Cards can't control, and the Huskies break out to neutral ice. Here is Mosler. Well, one thing about Ryan Parker's team here, Hoop, they're so thin, he really can't go to a fourth line here.
Yeah, and no, so he's got to stay with someone. With what they get. So, yeah, hey, great test for our fourth line.
Yeah, you bet. They're out there a little bit tonight, and it's good to have them hit the ice here. Under five to play in the game. 36-12. The shots for Chi-High. They lead it 7-0. And they've got the puck right here. Carried out to center ice. Hoym is out there for the Cards on this first line. Hoym tried to use the stick of Carlson. It was redirected. Carlson had his lumber down. Redirected right off his stick. Smart play right there. But right into the goaltender. Buried into dust. And he'll hang on to this with 4:27 left to go in the third period. Face off to the glove side, or I should say blocker side, of the freshman goaltender for the Huskies. It's carried into the corner, left wing corner. Still in the Husky D zone. Eau Claire North has got it. They roll back, open up some ice, knock it off the wall, but can't clear. Chi-High in the forecheck right here. Under four to play in the game, and the puck on the half wall in the Husky zone. Over to Drew Bowie in the slot between the wheels, right at the hash marks. Took a shot. That one ricocheted off a stick. Tracked down by the Cards. Drew's got it right here. Backhand pass off to his right for Sam Hebert. Hebert's shot deflected and trying to carry it out. Is Jackson Hoym right in front of the net. Brought it on his backhand and then tried to go forehand, and that one was taken away from him. And here is Foyles for Chi-High. Number nine's got it. Big night for him with 3 points. He's got it behind the goaltender and lost his footing. And the puck loose in the Husky zone. So we take it down to 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third period. And it's going to curl back out to neutral ice right here. 3 minutes exactly left to go in the game. Cards up 7-0. And going to go to their sixth win of the season as it's dumped into the left wing corner. Cards trying to preserve the shutout here for Mick Marlowe with 2:42 left to go in the game. Chi-High pinned deep in their own zone. Centering pass for Eau Claire North comes to the point. And it is Easton Parker who's got it for the Huskies, and it goes in. That was deflected out in front. Marlowe was over on the left post, his right, and somehow it deflected off a player and went in. Unfortunately for the senior goaltender, the shutout is gone. All right, the goal scored by Tommy Perkins for Eau Claire North. That's his third of the season in the third. Tough break for Mick Marlowe there.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
He had played so well. 14:31, time of the goal here in the third. And it is 7-1. Still running time with a 6-goal lead for Chi-High. But you were hoping that Marlowe could have that goose egg up there on his record. Is still going to be a great stat for Mick Marlowe. I mean, his goals against is under one. Save percentage at 9.61. Faced 13 shots here tonight. One of them went in. And the puck left out in front of the freshman goaltender for the Huskies, Carter Duss. And he'll put the mitt over it and hang on here. With 1:45 and counting left to go in this third period. Face off in the Husky zone. Running time, we've had it since early in the third period. And there's the drop. Eau Claire North controls, but Cards in the forecheck now have the rock. Here is Krista. Krista gets it down low for Mason Johnson. Walks to the hole. Did it go in?
Yes, it did.
Mason Johnson with the goal. Back to a 7-goal lead. Carlson will get an assist here in the third. Mason Johnson with the goal. And that one came at 15:53 of the third period. And it is 8-1, Chi High. Down to final 70 seconds of the game here as the Huskies toss it in wide of the cage, and Cards, they just take the icing or whatever. We're running time. 1 minute left to go in the game. Cards up 8-1. And this one tipped off the stick of Andrew Johnson right on. And Dus will hang on to that one. Hoyme will also get an assist on that. Number 8 gets an assist. So big night for him with 3 points here. Mason Johnson, the other part of that line with a goal here tonight too. Carlson got an assist on that one. And it's 8-1 as we go under 25 seconds to play in this one. Cards up over the Huskies. Puck in the right wing corner. Now ripped around the boards. Chased down by Jackson LeMay, left wing side. We're at 10 seconds left to play. Now 9, 8 seconds. Huskies pin it up against the yellow stripe with 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And Chi High is going to win this one 8-1. Shots 41-13 in favor of the Cards. So we could not keep the shutout for Mick Barlow, but hey, it's a win. We'll take it. And the Cards go to 6-2 on the season, 4-0 in the BRC. And the Huskies now have lost 5 straight, and they go to 1-3 in the BRC, and they are 3-5 overall. Well, pretty convincing win for Chi High as they rode it all the way home here after the 2-goal lead in the first.
Took care of business.
Yep.
That's how I would put that.
That's what you want after a really tough loss. You want them to come out and say, okay, that's enough. We're going to play like we can play up to our potential, and they certainly did that here tonight.
100%. Mm.
All right, we have our post-class mirror post-game show coming up, our Holly Bobey stats, names you know stats recap as well, and we'll catch up with Scott Parker on the post-game show as well. So stick around. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Put One Fest tickets under the tree this Christmas. One Fest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the One Fest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi High with an 8-1 win here tonight over the Huskies in the varsity game, 8-3 in the JV game. And the Cards moved to 6-2 on the year and had their picture taken as a team with the traveling toolbox trophy. They love that. Yeah, what a great thing for both teams. And Cards win that trophy back, so the team had its picture taken with it, and they are just value that thing. They took it to the locker room and had the fans touch the traveling trophy as well as they went out to high-five it with the Chi High fans. Time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Cards came out of the gate, scored two in the first. They looked like they were focused and ready to play here tonight after a lackluster 1-0 loss on Saturday afternoon against University School. And apparently they didn't read, you know, the other scores and think about we're fifth ranked in the state. They were just came out here very, very focused and played like a team that can compete for the title this year. So let's do our Holly Bovey stats recap. Names you know stats recap right there. Brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Nice night for several players. One of them was Evan Foyles. Evan with... let's see, 1, 2, 3 points tonight. A couple of goals, a goal in the second. And the first goal of the game at 6:50 of the first, number 9, scored it to break a scoreless tie for Chi High. And it sounded like this. The puck, and Eau Claire North comes up with it. Huskies give it up. Here's a breakaway chance. Oh, what a move by Evan Foyles. He danced in on the goaltender after the INT. And makes him pay with the first goal of the game. Evan Foyles, an unassisted goal here in the first to make it 1-0 Chi High. That was at 6:50 of the first period. Cards got another one from Drew Bovey in the first at 14-14. That was a shorty for Chi High. Pardon me, that was even strength. The shorty came in the second from Jackson Hoym. The first of his back-to-back goals in the second period. Hoym with 3 points here tonight himself, got two goals and an assist, and the Cards put one more in the net in the second to make it 5-0 going into the third. That one from Evan Foyles, his second goal of the night, and we were at 5-0. Then the Cards with some more goals in the third. It went to running time at 3:54 of the third period, a goal by Carter Bovey. And then in the third, the Huskies did score one goal. It was at 14-31. Before that, Chi High had it 7-0. Then the Huskies scored. It was 7-1. And that eighth goal scored by Chi High off the stick of Mason Johnson in the third period at 15-53. And that's how we ended 8-1. Shots 41-13 in favor of the Cards. So there you go. Our Names You Know stats recap on the post-game show, Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis to dump trucks to motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Post Glass and Mirror. We'll catch up with Scott Parker on the postgame show shortly. Talk to him about the game, get his thoughts as the Cards hit the road next week against Wausau. And then back here on Thursday night. Tuesday they'll be over in Wausau to take on the Warriors. And then on Thursday night, we'll have that game with Stevens Point, 6:40 pregame show next Thursday with Chi High Hockey. Let's go downstairs. Hoop has got Scott Parker right now. Go ahead, Chase.
All right, here we are with Coach Parker. Coach, a big win tonight, 7-1, probably could have been 7-0. Nice little, what are you going to do about that one? But, you know, definitely a different change of pace from Saturday's game. It looked like we were 8-1. Sorry, old age right here. You're the young guy, not me. But definitely a different change of pace where it felt like all three periods we came out ready to play.
Yeah, you know, there was a good focus there tonight, and we're still working on our game. We're having some problems connecting the dots, aren't they? A little carryover from Saturday in the first period, but you know, we're just trying to establish our forecheck and get our forwards to move through the zone, and I think that's getting better. You know, it's just gonna be baby steps, because we've got to, you know, figure out, you know, when a player calls for the puck and they're open, and this is a lesson for anybody. You give the puck up. Someone calls for the puck, you give it to them. And we saw some instances tonight where players are just hanging onto the puck too long or waiting too long to shoot. So we're still figuring things out, but it was a nice win. I appreciate the win. And, you know, it's hard to win games on the big rivers.
100%. We're taking home the toolbox, which is pretty awesome, the blue-collar battle. But, yeah, definitely one of the negative takeaways I would have taken away from tonight is just at times it feels like we're just a little selfish with the puck. We're taking shots we don't need to. We're missing the net. But other than that, you know, it felt good to see the kids moving their feet. We definitely can work a little bit on connecting the dots. But, you know, how are we going to build on this momentum going forward here?
Well, we're going to Wausau, which will be a tough game, and that's next Tuesday in Wausau. Always a tough place to play, and they've got a good team, so we got to get ready for that. You know, we're just I think we were a little nervous before this game, and it was good to kind of get the bugs out, because it was so frustrating the last game. We've got to put it on teams, and we've got to put it on them hard, because you let teams hang around, and you saw what happened in the third period. Just a little, you know, Mick's not seeing a lot of shots, and all of a sudden it deflects off a couple and it goes in, you know, and that's kind of how we lost on Saturday, right? So we got to connect the dots, like you say, and get the puck in the back of the net, which we did today.
Yeah, 100%. And you got a tough game on Thursday against Spash as well. So, you know, that's why it's a season. You're working on those little details and just, like you said, baby steps. So let's get the momentum going.
Yeah, we're excited about getting going and finish up the year before Christmas. And we had a good student section tonight. I'm subbing quite a bit at Chippewa, so I'm starting to notice some of the students. And shout out to White Hat, and you know, there's a couple other of them that's great. And we appreciate you're here. And next Thursday we would like you back, because it's fun to have a good student section, and the school is a great, good culture there, and it's fun to be a substitute teacher there. So we'll look forward to seeing you guys back next Thursday.
Atmosphere is energy. Well, Coach, congrats on the toolbox. Congrats on the big win, and let's get after it next week.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, guys, thank you very much. So we'll be back with the Cards on Thursday night against Stevens Point, 6:40 pregame. Tuesday night, it's the girls' CFM at Eau Claire on the air again at 6:40 with the pregame show. Final score again, 8-1, Chi High defeats Eau Claire North tonight in boys hockey. For Chase Hoople, I'm Greg Stewart. And the Z-Man, Zach Wycheck, back at the WOGO Studios. Final again, 8-1 here at WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good night, everybody.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Well, the fans have filed out here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, back here after an 8-1 win for the Cards over Eau Claire North and Chi High. Just, Chase, it doesn't seem to end. You go from one tough team to another. We've got Wausau West on Tuesday, and then back here for Spash in the top six. West is always, you know, one of the toughest programs in the state, so it's just running the gauntlet, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the tough part, too, is we're going to Wausau West. And
yeah,
that's a really hard rink to play in. It's kind of a, I mean, it's a fairground building.
Yep.
You know, it's freezing cold. The atmosphere is loud. It gets pretty rowdy in there. You know, so it's a really tough rink to play in. So we got to show up. We got to play well because Wausau West is always going to give you their best.
Yeah, and I think they know that we're in the top six in the state, right? I mean, 100%. Everybody knows. You wear that wherever you go, and the Cards have to be ready and stay like they were tonight, focused when they came out tonight. I think the dent that they absorbed on Saturday probably helped them in a way. Maybe it just kind of shook them up a little bit, and they can't just look at the stats or who's beating who or we're ranked right here. They got to go out and play. They can't just throw their sticks on the ice and expect to win hockey games.
Yeah, listening to Coach Parker's post game, it made me think that, you know, maybe they kind of learned their lesson if they looked a little bit nervous in there before the game, because if they were score watching, if they were looking at points, if they were looking at their roster, they probably would have came into this game with a little bit of ego. So maybe that was a little bit of humble pie last Saturday, knowing that, you know, that wasn't supposed to be a great team, and they ended up losing 1-0.
Certainly a beatable team for them.
You know, and then, I mean, you know, you got to give North credit because they really never gave up. Mm-hmm. You know, they battled hard till the end, and they squeaked a goal in on us, you know, and that's
true.
A game where it would have felt much better to win 8-0.
Absolutely.
You know, and just that one puck going in almost feels like it's it's a win and it's a great win, but it almost feels like almost like a losing moment,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. I hear you. That's for sure. So 8-1 the final here. Chi-Hi improves to 6-2 on the season. We will have them next Thursday, the boys back here against Stevens Point, a team that we beat in the playoffs, was it 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago or so, right back here. And on Tuesday, we got the girls game at Eau Claire, CFM against ECA, Eau Claire Stars, and 6:40 pregame show. In the meantime, it's basketball tomorrow night. The boys, McDonald boys against Bloomer at home, 6:55 pregame show. And then the girls on Saturday afternoon against Onalaska at home, 3:30 is our pregame show. Now, this has been a lot of fun to have you back in the microphone, back in the booth here with me, and thanks for coming up in Coop's place.
Yeah, absolutely. It felt great. Hopefully I did a better job than him.
You did.
But no, it felt good to be back.
Yeah,
I always appreciate you having me. And
oh, my pleasure.
If you need me in the future, one call away.
I know where to call. You bet. Okay. Chase Hoople, Greg Stewart here. Final again. Chi-Hi wins. They beat Eau Claire North and take home the traveling trophy here, the Toolbox Trophy, by an 8-1 count. For our crew, and thanks to Zach Wycheck, our producer tonight, we thank you for joining us. And more hockey on Tuesday, basketball tomorrow and Saturday. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, good night, everybody.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-Hi Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.